Thrilled to have our next guest on during Women's History Week and Women's History Month. Molly Murphy McGregor is here. She is the executive director and co-founder of the National Women's History Project. Molly, thanks so much for being here.
Good morning, Pat.
It wasn't always the National Women's History Project, was it?
No, it wasn't. There were five of us that started off in the late 70s, went to the Sonoma County Schools and asked them to institute a Women's History Week on the school calendar around March, because March has International Women's Day.
Did everybody that you suggested that to go, what?
No, actually, it was a win from the very beginning. Sonoma County has so many different school districts, and we went to the administrative body. I think there were about 38 people in the room, and one of them was a woman.
One of them was a woman, okay.
One of them was a woman, and we were from the Commission on the Status of Women and really didn't want to be seen as outside agitators, but we were. And so, of course, I wore a dress and had all this stuff mimeographed up. You remember mimeographed?
Yes, I do.
And presented the idea. We said, you know, women are totally absent from the curriculum. They're totally invisible, and invisibility is the number one form of bias, because how are we supposed to know something if no one is even presenting the information? So they went for it immediately. They were just totally supportive. The woman who had been in the room, when I walked out, I said to my friends, I took a deep breath. I said, oh, that wasn't so bad. And so she followed us out, and we said, well, what did they say? And she said, oh, they said, wasn't so bad. So
it wasn't so bad. Okay, that's a start.
The assumptions that we were making about each other. Anyway, Sonoma County Schools, from the get-go, were totally supportive. And initially, of course, we had Women's History Week. And
right.
We recruited community resource women to go into schools, talk about their lives, give kids a sense of the diversity of women's experience. And we were, and then we actually, the next year, we had a parade, which was March, and there were all these slides that were taken of it. And I was able to take what we had done in Sonoma County back to a national conference that was headed up by Gerda Lerner, who was the premier person in the field of women's history, and asked them to push for a national celebration of Women's History Week, which, you know, they did. I mean, the president of the Girl Scouts was there, and there was just this whole cadre of nuns, and nuns are the very best organizers.
And in you walked.
Pardon me?
And in you walked.
Oh, yeah, I was terrified. First of all, I was from California, and I'm sure that 85% of them were from the East Coast. But I was also one of the youngest person there, and at the time I was the director of the Commission on the Status of Women. But we're talking about women who had run for governor of their state.
Yeah.
People who were friends with the president. Carter was president at the time. And it all worked for us, because that following... Now, remember, this conference was in July when I asked for them to see if we could get a National Women's History Week. And that following February, I received a call at the commission office, and it said, this is the White House calling for Molly McGregor.
Wow.
And I said, oh, one moment, please. And I put them on hold. Because I had to get my breath. You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, it was Sarah Weddington, who was the assistant to Carter at the time, saying that President Carter was going to issue a proclamation asking the American people to pause and remember the contributions of women during the week of March 8th, which would be Women's History Week.
Right.
And everything just crescendoed after that. Barbara Mikulski at the time was in the House of Representatives, so she introduced a resolution for the next year, because it was March 8th, you know, every year the week changed.
Yes.
And as the fates would have it, Orrin Hatch in the Senate, who, you know, the Mormons really are very strong about history, he introduced exactly the same resolution in the Senate. And so we had this dual resolution. Mikulski and Hatch joke to this day that it's the only thing they ever introduced together.
Yeah, that's probably true.
It was perfect, because we had a female Eastern liberal and a male conservative Westerner. And so as people said, what's this women's history stuff? Are you trying to break up the family, or, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Of course.
We had we had the backing to say, oh, no, we're talking about all women, and we're talking about it's about time that we recognize and celebrate who women are. So,
well, Molly, you're in a unique position to be a barometer of women's progress since that time. And how, in your opinion, are we doing?
Well, it just depends upon what you ask me about. I mean, in so many ways, we have this extraordinary new awareness of women taking themselves seriously, and not even the things that we just took for granted. Young women today would not even assume that anybody could ever say that to them, you know. But at the same time, the issues of violence and poverty still remain. You know, the 1970s really was the first time we even dealt with domestic violence as a real issue, and now here we are 40 years later, and it's still such a serious issue. So
yes, it is.
On so many ways, look at our textbooks. Look at even what's on television. Look at the way they talk about women. It's totally different in so many ways, and yet there's this underlying misogyny that many people don't even know that they carry with them. These underlying assumptions about who women are, and that's why we're always trying to help them expand the perspective of what they know, what they think, and not just for women, not just for men, but also for women. I mean, to give us a sense of self and self-definition, and to see who we come from and what we have done and how we are together a part of this extraordinary mosaic. So on so many levels, let's take the fact that women just won the Olympics, you know, in hockey. I mean, my God, when I was in high school, it was frowned upon to play sports, if you get my message.
Yes, and I have to tell you, and I wonder if you agree, that when the Me Too movement began and then started to gain real steam, part of me was thoroughly surprised by it. I was surprised that men were still operating in that mode, and I was surprised that women were still in that position. And for me, the question was, I'm surprised that it took so long, you know, given where we've come, for women to be able to speak up and say what's their truth.
Well, yes, but remember, we are looking at 5,000 years of conditioning.
No, that's true.
of it being the norm for women to be second, for being legally okay to beat up your wife and children. I mean, you know, this has been a long arc of history, shall we say. So, and of course, I am the ever, and I will be forever, the optimist. But these young people who are coming along and saying, are you kidding me? I wouldn't take that,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, I just almost want to cry. I'll tell you one of the experiences I had. Now, this is 15 years ago, but still, I was listening to the radio, and they said, and the men's basketball score was blah, 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 and the women's was blah, blah, blah. And I thought, they're announcing women's sports?
Yeah.
That's how far we've come, Pat.
Yeah.
People don't even begin to understand. You know, my niece was concerned because the WNBA, you have to graduate from college to participate in the WNBA, and you only need a year of school for the NBA. And she says to me with just all sorts of indignancy, she says, Aunt Molly, that's not fair.
Yeah,
You have a WNBA to even look at and celebrate and participate in, and you're telling me that...
Yeah, it's all perspective,
anyway,
isn't it?
It is.
I remember when I started in radio about 1980, and being in a room with a big hotshot radio consultant and him saying, nobody wants to listen to women on the radio. You know, maybe as some sort of an occasional sidekick, laughing at what the man says, but really that's about it. And I remember thinking, I don't think that's right. I don't think that's true.
Well, Pat, just think, it started here 40 years ago, right? We were, we have, as you know, an extraordinary community and had extraordinary community support. But within 2 years, it became National Women's History Week. And by 1986, 14 states had declared National Women's History Month. And so that's when we went back to Congress. And again, it was Senator Hatch who really pushed it through because, see, it had to be a conservative
doing
it.
Isn't that something?
Otherwise, they would have thought it was a liberal plot or something. And so ever since 1987, we've had National Women's History Month. And now, as we're proceeding, getting ready for the 100th anniversary of women in the United States winning the vote, which will be in 2020, we're pushing it throughout the whole year. This year's theme, as you know, is Nevertheless, She Persisted. And
yeah.
We're just pushing it all the way. So, yes, yes, celebrate women in March. Thank the women who have inspired you in March. Do that in March, but also do it in April, May, June, July.
And the rest of the year.
Let's really... Just really look at a sense of appreciation for the people that have been in our life. And, you know, our mothers, our grandmothers, they often get so little credit for all that they've done. The media get blame, but they just don't get the credit.
And how, Molly, is Sonoma County the birthplace of the Women's History Project marking the occasion this March?
Well, there's several presentations that are happening throughout the county. Well, I shouldn't say several. There's six or seven. We had hoped to have a really grand event at Courthouse Square, but with the fire and everything else, it just really had to be postponed. So
right.
We're hoping that come summer we will be able to celebrate again at Courthouse Square because that's where it all began. But I'm on a panel with Lynn Woolsey in Petaluma next week. And Lynn, when I was the director, Lynn was the chair
yeah.
of the Commission on the Status of Women. So it's just so wonderful that it could come full circle.
Absolutely. Well, I'll look forward to this event in the summer. Let me know. I'll be happy to be there.
No way ahead of time. Maybe you'll come and say a few things.
Of course, I'd love to.
We'd like to hear you talk.
I would love to do it. Love to do it. Just sign me up right now.
Okay.
Well, Molly, congratulations on all you've accomplished with the National Women's History Project. We're so proud that it was born right here in Sonoma County. And
well,
happy celebration to you.
Can I direct people to our website?
Please do.
Tons of information there. It's, of course, www, and then it's N as in national, W as in women, H as in history, P as in project, .org.
All right, nwhp.org is the website.
Right.
And Molly, thanks so much for being here. I look forward to talking to you very soon.
Well, Pat, thank you for your voice. Thank you for being the voice of Sonoma County. It's always grand to hear you.
Thank you. Thank you. That is Molly Murphy McGregor. She is the executive director and co-founder of the National Women's History Project.